Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a chance for some afternoon showers and a high of only around 68. Kenosha right now, 53 degrees. It's 57 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 55 and 54 in Racine. Fire of undetermined origin striking a vacant City of Kenosha-owned house at 5907 4th Avenue just before 3 o'clock this morning, and before dawn that place had been torn down. A first-arriving Kenosha police officer discovered flames all over the porch on one side of the home. Personnel from the 1st Fire Unit then discovered the flames had extended up the side of the structure. A report from the scene indicated that part of the building, which is not far from the Garden Court Apartments, had come down with the spreading flames, and at that point the battalion chief asked dispatch to contact the city about heavy equipment to tear down the rest of it. How the fire began, that is still under investigation. As this was all unfolding and with the mutual aid that was involved in this response, Pleasant Prairie Fire Department called out a mutual aid box alarm response. Smoke reported in a large industrial building at 7800 100th Street. What exactly happened is still undetermined at this point. That extra help coming from such places as Union Grove and Kansasville, as well as agencies in northern Illinois. Sunday afternoon in Kenosha, there was a fire that seriously damaged a home in the 4600 block of 18th Avenue. It displaced a dozen occupants, including children, injured one firefighter, and it prompted a mutual aid box alarm system response with engines and personnel from a number of other agencies. First arriving units told the occupants had evacuated. They found both heavy flames and smoke. A ladder truck positioned from a different angle to put water on a close-up by neighborhood structure, as well as the roof of the building. Help coming from Oak Creek, South Shore, Northern Illinois, as well as the other Kenosha County agencies. The injured firefighter was hit by debris, nothing serious. Someone else needed oxygen because of smoke aggravating a medical condition. That fire, which may have begun in the attic, declared under control as the two-hour mark approached in that response. A group of students in Racine on a hunger strike since late last week, waiting on the arrived announcement from the president today on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program. They brought their weekend display to Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park and the Labor Fest celebration, despite all the food that was being served there. Cindy Trahale, talking about coming to the U.S. at the age of two and after 21 years, said this is the only country that she knows. Valera Ruiz Lira was three when she came to the U.S., so they want to hold Congressman Paul Ryan to his position about not ending DACA pending a legislative solution.
We're not going to let him off the hook because it's easy to talk, but we want him to act. We want a legislation that's going to be permanent, that's going to keep us in this country that has every single day challenged us, but yet we will continue calling it a home because we don't know any other country.
Renata Jimenez calling out Racine Unified School Board members in the crowd, urging passage of a truly protective safe zone resolution.
And I hope you know that we will not stop until that safe zone resolution is passed. And I mean our safe zone resolution. I'm sorry, O'Connell, but whatever you think your safe zone resolution is, that's not the right thing. You're not working with immigrants. We are the immigrants. If you want to pass one, then talk to us.
All three members of Youth Empowered in the Struggle urging the crowd be a part of the march tonight at 6 o'clock from Monument Square, calling on House Speaker Paul Ryan to pass legislation making DACA permanent. At the park yesterday, it was the Labor Fest celebration for Racine, the usual political speeches, and awards for outstanding service. Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity, the honors going to Julie and Mike Krautkramer. Meanwhile, Labor Person of the Year, that was Local 180's Craig Olson, who had very little to say except really just thank you.
I'd just like to thank everybody for this award. It wouldn't be possible without all the donations that all the locals give us. I hope everybody's had a good time and has a good time every year and continues to have a good time.
One-time alderman, now Continuum of Care leader, Ron Thomas getting the Retired Labor Person of the Year award. The political speeches at the gathering from mayoral candidates Wally Rendon and Corey Mason, gubernatorial candidate Ron Harlow, and State Senator Bob Wirch. And at Kenosha's Labor Fest, the Labor Person of the Year, the honor goes to KPPD President Pete Dietz, a 15-year veteran of the police department. He's been ahead of the police union since 2012. Dietz said he struggled just to come up with an answer when his teenage son asked him what kind of work he did to deserve this kind of honor.
Being a detective and trying to solve cases and dealing with victims and suspects, that can be stressful, and that I would consider work, but as the president of the Kenosha Professional Police Association, I think it's It's more about common sense, and I think it's about building relationships with people, and I am lucky enough to have a board of directors that shares that same vision with me. And I think if you have the mutual respect and understanding from the people that you deal with, you can always come up with something that both sides are content with.
County Executive Jim Cruiser noting a lot of professions have gotten more complex in recent years. Police work, he said, is one of them. A handful of options proposed to deal with the future of Karcher Middle School in Burlington because elementary school populations are closer now to being almost twice as large as the middle school capacity, as well as trying to maintain other district facilities and Burlington Area School District taxpayers are being surveyed on what they ought to want to do. Options include renovating Karcher School into a K-8 school, eliminating the oldest part of Karcher while renovating or reconstructing other parts of the building. Another option is to put up a new middle school next to Karcher and once complete, then demolish the older building. All the options include a maintenance repair plan. MyRacineCounty.com adds that a standalone maintenance package would cost about $27.8 million for facilities. That would include updates and renovations to all of the schools, plus the administration building. The Racine County Board's Government Services Committee will be meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Isgrove Auditorium. Among the agenda items, Racine County Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis talking about the disaster response to the July flooding in Burlington, for which Mayor Jeannie Hefty recently praised him because of technology he brought in to help when it came to damage assessments.
Ty Fettis brought an app to us that was created when he was out in California during the flood, which helped us with the assessments. It was pinging all the different areas back in the OC as the calls came in that they were damaged, being that they were also looked at.
She noted that FEMA was impressed with that, plus the local response to the flooding situation. Ultimately, of course, FEMA did not approve funding to help with the total damage estimate, which is about $1.8 million in Burlington. Coming up tonight, the Kenosha County Board will meet on one of the agenda items. It's a rather short agenda. One of the items is first reading of amendments to the county's subdivision control ordinance. Now, a number of changes are being recommended by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, which reviewed the ordinance mainly to comply with state law and other county and municipal ordinances. That meeting coming up at 7:30 tonight. City of Racine residents over these next 2 weeks should be getting their new 95-gallon solid waste collection carts to place at the curb starting September the 18th on designated collection days. Public Works Director Mark Yellen noting not everybody is going to need the big cart, but he's asking the public to try theirs for 6 months, including out in the snow. And if a smaller size is needed, well, then you can call them up and ask for one.
After a six-month period that they'd be given the option to trade it in at no cost, we want to get them into the winter months so that they can feel, how's this going to work on snow and ice?
Meanwhile, he noted there's a solid waste cart about the size of the recycling carts. That's kind of the middle size, but there's also a smaller cart for anybody who really doesn't produce that much waste to throw out every week. The garbage pickup day stays the same. Only what you put into the cart and with the lid down will be collected, not any bags on top of it or on the side of it, and not bulky items like in the past. Bulky waste items, that's a free pickup 4 times a year from now on, with a call to the Public Works office. After that, it's going to be a charge. And the Racine Common Council coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, closed committee of the whole session. The agenda says simply, discussion regarding available wastewater capacity to support growth-related development. Guess what that's about. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.